Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Survival Earth podcast. I'm your host, Colin Connors. With me, as always, is my wonderful co-host, Dennis Patrick. Say hello, Dennis.
Hey.
And we have a big crowd today discussing the third episode of Survivors Philippines. We have Patrick Sullivan.
What's up, y'all?
Stacy Hart.
Hello.
Matt Sherlip.
What's up?
And Dylan D.
Hola.
All right, let's get right into it. What'd you guys think of the episode?
Denise is amazing.
She's so good.
She is my favorite.
She's a workhorse. I did not know she was that much of a workhorse.
Yeah, I didn't expect
it. She's owning that challenge, I gotta say. She just, like, destroyed.
She's a beast.
Mm-hmm. Fucking Russell is useless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a sack of shit.
Like,
Denise, all the way.
I like what's her name? The one that found the idol.
Abby Maria?
Oh, I hate her.
I do too.
I think she's funny. She's just like, I'm not gonna trust you because you don't trust me, and now I hate you, and all just random shit going off, and no one knows what she's talking about, and it's the funniest thing ever.
I don't know. Like, did y'all see her booty? Even I would bang her. Stacy would bang her.
I would bang her. She's still a bitch.
Patrick, you wouldn't bang her.
Yeah, I totally would.
You don't go that way.
I totally would for her, though.
I'd go that way either, and I would.
Yeah. But Stacy's got a huge cock.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I didn't like the editing, though, because I thought, like, before the intro, I knew who was going to go home.
Well, I thought it was Russell going home up until the votes.
Oh, really?
How did you know before the intro?
Because this whole season they've been showing that tribe, and then they talked, like, in the intro, or the clip before the intro, they showed that tribe, I forget their name, and,
Is it Matson?
Yeah, and Angie and them were talking about how they don't want to lose, no, it was Angie, confessional, and she was talking about how she didn't want to lose again or whatever, and how she was basically fucked, and I was like, well, she's going home.
She's fucked.
I was like, spoilers, she's going home.
I think Russell should have went home.
He should have.
He's gonna fucking collapse and die again.
Well, Malcolm, it would have been a better move for Malcolm, I think, to keep. Well, maybe not. But
I agree. I think Denise has him by the balls a little bit there, because it would have been so much better for him.
Malcolm would have kept Angie. He would have had two allies.
And plus, she's got those huge cans, and Malcolm wants those around.
And, like, I'm sure he could have went, hey.
He has Denise's huge cans.
But I'm sure he could have went to Denise and been like, hey, you mean Angie can final three or whatever, but that didn't seem to happen.
Well, I think really what it...
therapist. I think she knows a few tricks.
I think what the whole thing came down to was just Malcolm really wants to win a damn immunity challenge, and he thinks he can do slightly better with Russell than with Angie. I mean, Russell didn't do too well in this challenge tonight, but in the challenge beforehand, Russell did pretty well.
And then in the challenge before that, he was just a bossy guy, and they lost because of him.
Honestly, I think that if they voted out, I know that they can't, but if they had gotten rid of both Russell and Angie, Denise and Malcolm probably could beat the shit out of both of them.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
They could just win everything.
Well, what about...
Sorry, keep going.
Go right ahead, Stacey, go right ahead.
Oh, no, you can go. I didn't have anything.
I was going to move the conversation a little bit. What about Penner's tribe? Him and Jeff Kent.
I love that tribe.
Penner's talking
honestly,
to Jeff.
I think his tribe is forgetful as shit. Like,
yeah, I agree with Matthew because they haven't been showing them because, like, the editing obviously has been so slanted towards Swan's tribe. Just because they keep losing.
They got Jeff Kent. They got
Penner. Dawson. Carter, who still hasn't had a confessional yet.
Yeah, we don't even know who he is.
Carter has not had a single confessional.
Has Katie had a confessional? Because I don't really know who she is.
Katie had a confessional on episode one.
Okay,
episode one.
Can we all agree that the editing is like been really slanted towards Swan's tribe plus
and
Lisa,
Scoopin's tribe.
Plus Winter, Scoopin, and Jeff Kent, like the two famous people, the returning.
Well, now we already know who's gonna make the merge. Game over.
Yeah, pretty much.
The thing is, though,
I think they really need the other tribes. Really need to lose a challenge because they're starting just to like, yeah, and like, yeah. It's just getting ridiculous. I think for them, like, some of them really have to get rid of some of the dead weight. I think.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's gonna be another situation like they had in Palau when the tribe that never lost an immunity challenge, they fucking hated each other when like their entire tribe made them merge because they just wanted to vote somebody off so bad.
Well, look, that's what the merge is for, weeding out people. Right, Dylan?
Exactly.
Let's look at Scoopin's tribe. Originally, it was Lisa, and she would have been the first one voted out in the past two episodes, but now because they've all got to know each other, suddenly Abby Maria went crazy, and now who knows who's going to get voted out first.
Exactly. Like, if they lost the first episode, she would have been gone. Like, Lisa would have been gone.
I still think she's fucked.
I don't know. I like her. I like her a lot better than Abby Maria.
Well, now the way they cut the editing is Abby Maria and whatever the hell, the other guy, I forget
Pete.
His name.
Pete.
Peter.
Pete have flipped, and now RC and Scoopin' are on the outs instead of
Lisa and Artist being on
Artist, yeah.
The thing
yeah,
is, though,
that Peter guy came out of nowhere in this episode.
Yeah, he did, but they still have the token black guy. And who knows
what Artist
is, because they don't show him.
Well, Artist did have
Philip too,
like 1,000 times. That's why he's on.
Yeah. Well, Artist did have a confessional in this episode in which he said that he was tired of Mike Scoopin.
Yeah. I thought it was funny how they were doing the diving thing and all of a sudden it broke on his face. I was just like, and this guy's still going.
Yeah.
That's fucking badass right there.
So how many times do you think Scoopin's going to get hurt during this season?
He's going to be out of there. And I'd laugh. Like, we've been saying this in this podcast. Like, it'd be funny if he, like, got medevaced again.
That would suck, though, because he's the one I want to win.
Well, he's so careless. And, like, you think
but he's fucking Iron Man.
No, he's not. Because if Iron Man fell in a fire, Iron Man would be okay.
Iron Man would melt.
No. Have you not seen the movie? He could, like, take a lot of damage. Scoopin' can't. Scoopin' can't even wear a mask without it fucking up.
Bullshit. But he still trekked through it like a champ.
He is a champ. I'm just saying he's not Iron Man.
Russell Swan. Oh, no. The mask shattered in my face. I'm tired and I can't do it.
Can we talk about
I didn't expect that from Russell in the challenge. Russell's somebody that I feel like is, like, you know, hard ass.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Why would Russell go again, though? Because that's what I didn't get, is because RC went, like, 3 times in a row, and Denise went in there, and she did really, really well the first time, and then freaking Russell came out of nowhere, and he went again, and he couldn't get up the ladder.
They addressed it in Tribal Council. Malcolm said something about,
oh, I didn't.
This isn't like fifth grade or whatever, and you don't have like everyone take one term and be equal, you know, so maybe they learned a lesson there.
Because Russell said that they were doing better with just Denise and Malcolm.
Yeah, because they should have saw that RC was just going back and back. Like, Denise could have just kept going because she was getting them so fast.
Yeah, then, she's a beast.
And I don't know if it was the editing, but it looked like they were really close to solving it, too.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they were. They were, like, right there.
Yeah, so, like, if she went a couple times more than Russell did, I'm sure maybe they could have gotten it.
Now, I don't get something. Maybe this was just the editing, or did it seem like every tribe miraculously put the pieces on in the right order the first try?
Well, that's what I was thinking is, like, did each piece have the same letters on it?
Well, I think they were in the order. Like, you know, like, the first one he pulled out was the first one on the stick. But also, did you not see the part where Jeff said, no, you guys have it on backwards, and you saw the red tribe pull off a couple?
Well, they had it on the right order, but they just had it backward. But, like, what I'm saying is when they got the pieces, they just threw them up carelessly on the mat. How do you keep track of which one's which?
That's what I...
Right?
What?
Can you put them on, like, as you get them? Like, you can't remember.
No, they were. Well, no. They were just throwing them on the ground.
And what it looked like to me, the pieces were hexagon-shaped, and they only had one a letter on every other side. So there was only three letters on each one, which meant there was no way that they all could have.
Oh.
Well, there might have been an indication on the piece that we just didn't see or something like that. Or they might have cut around it for, you know, time-wise.
They definitely, though, I think, knew. I don't know.
Yeah, they probably – well, I mean, either way, they might have known, but they also might have just cut out them scrambling to put it on just for time-wise. You know, just so that way the challenge didn't last too long.
Yeah, because it did.
Am I the only one that dislikes Penner's Tribe and thinks that they should lose?
I agree with you.
I want them to lose something just because I what would
don't like Penner's Tribe, but I love Penner, so –
Oh,
no,
I don't like
Penner's Tribe or Penner. I don't like any of them on that tribe.
What's the baseball guy's name?
Jeff.
I like him. He's one of my
favorites. Yeah, he's cool, but all the rest of them, no.
So there's no Carter fans here?
Oh, but he's so dreamy.
Who is Carter?
Carter is my new prediction to win. I'm positive he's going to win this game.
Oh, but... he is not.
Right, Patrick?
I agree. Wait,
you
who?
Could actually make
Carter.
It far. Like, you guys
know that is.
Brett from Canada.
No,
the first player to ever win without having a confessional.
Actually, Brett had the very first confessional in Survivor Samoa, whereas Carter has not had any. Bam,
Brett,
Survivor
really?
Knowledge. Yeah, he had the very first confessional in Samoa.
I don't remember him, other than the fact that he made it to the final four, and that's when you finally realize, who is this guy that might actually have a shot at winning?
Yeah.
And
can
I remember
about that season?
Like, oh, go ahead.
I was just saying that season was so biasly edited, it wasn't even funny. Like, I didn't even know who the winner was.
I'm actually watching season 16 right now, and I forgot how balanced the editing used to be. Because I'm on episode, I think, 8, and you have no idea who's going to win. And it's pretty cool.
I hate this editing. I don't know what happened, if they got a new editor or what. But, like, this season, the editing has been so poorly done, I think. They've been focusing on too many of the what?
I don't think it's so much because it's like the later seasons. I think it's because they keep bringing back returnees,
and everyone wants to.
Yeah, and they think they bring in the ratings, and they've also got two famous people, Lisa and Jeff, and so they're editing really heavily on them too.
But you can.
So they're
tell,
doing
though.
The return players plus them, and they think that brings in ratings. But if you look at last season, that was a lot more fairly. Balanced editing, I think. I mean, it was pretty Kim heavy, but still, I think
it was really Kim heavy towards the end.
It was really Kim heavy.
Oh, towards the end, absolutely. But I think we actually got to know some of the people a lot better than, like, I think everyone had a confessional by the third episode for sure.
That's true, Patrick. I think, remember Bill Posley was the only person to not get a confessional in the first episode of One World,
it was a lot more balanced because they didn't have any returning players and they didn't have any celebrities. And so although it was a little bit Kim heavy and a little bit Colton heavy at the beginning, we got to know the people and everyone got confessionals by the third episode.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think it's the new Survivor era. I think it's just that they keep bringing these people back and they get all the airtime.
It's the fact that they have had so many seasons now that they have to keep people interested. And so they're just trying to do... things like this, like bring back old players or bring back famous people. But I mean, I would be pissed if I went out and I was like one of the first people voted out and I did not even get one confessional. So it's like, I would be so angry.
Huh?
Oh, I was mentioning you because she said one of the first people voted out.
And get no airtime or nothing.
Yeah, it sucks.
You're a superstar.
Because it's like, you don't have anything else to remember this by. You're just watching on TV, and they don't even freaking show your face.
Yeah,
and they're like, hey, what's your challenge? So, not much basis of comparison.
Yeah. Well, who do you guys think is going to go next? Who's getting voted out next? Patrick.
Oh, come back to me. I got to think.
Okay,
oh,
Stacey.
I don't know. No, don't come to me either.
Jesus Christ. Okay, is anyone ready for this question? Because I'm about to ask it again in 10 seconds.
Well, it's very circumstantial as to, obviously, you know, what tribe loses. I'm going to go on a limb here and say Russell's tribe's probably not going to lose next week because they got a pretty beast three there, and I don't see those three losing many challenges. Considering if you looked at that last challenge, the other tribes had some pretty shitty people sitting out, like what's her name? Anna Maria?
Abby Maria.
She sat out. She's got a fucked up knee. She's got to be in this challenge.
Well, do you think that's going to play a part in anything? Because they mentioned her injured knee like 3 times. You think it's going to become anything, guys?
No, I think she's just whiny.
Kind of like Jeff?
It's going to become a something. I'm sure of it.
Don't you think, though, that RC is going to notice that that little thing off the race is gone? Because she's the one that showed Aberia the clue. So she's going to be like, oh, it was under my nose and this thing is gone. I wonder who else had my clue.
She'll find out, I think.
Like, I'm pretty sure she's going to... Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Didn't she already find the clue?
She found... No, RC is the one that showed...
RC showed Abby Maria, and Abby Maria and Pete found the idol.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure RC is going to be like, why is this gone?
She's smart.
Yeah, similar to how Jonathan Pinner's tribe was like, hey, that symbol thingy. And then what I loved was when Jeff Kent was just like, oh, shit. God damn it, guys. Oh.
I liked that idea, though, of like saying, like, don't say anything to him about it, and then that way we can just blindside him. Yeah. Like, he's so smart. I like him.
It was really funny, though, because Jeff was like, hey, I think Jonathan has the idol. And then, like, you know, next scene, it's him talking to Jonathan. Hey, we should probably do something now.
Yeah.
Like, it was like Jonathan using his power with the idol without even having to tell anybody about it.
And do you know what I just noticed today? Like, I know it's what their tribe's names are, but, like, the animal from the little race containers on their tribe flags, too.
Yeah, it matches whatever animal it is.
Yeah, and so I was like, well, that should be even a better hint, because it's, like, all over. I don't know. I was just like, that's silly.
Wait, isn't it like a buffalo?
It's a buffalo, a chicken, and a monkey.
Yeah. And the only tribe that hasn't found it is the monkey tribe.
Yeah. Which, that's kind of weird that Malcolm, or at least Russell, wasn't looking for an idol today.
I know, right?
Because Russell had the clue.
But, like, I think it's really dumb when they're looking, like, at Maria. She was, like, digging up in the dirt and stuff. And it's, like...
Cause I don't know. Penner was underneath the shelter.
But it's, like, the producers...
They built the shelter. Know...
Yeah, the producers wouldn't know where you're going to put your home. So how would they put it later?
During a challenge.
But you know what I mean, though? I don't know.
They can go in there really easily and do that.
Well, it's kind of like how in Samoa they kept hiding the idols at camp when they would go away for a challenge. Then they would hide it under a bridge. And then Russell would go, hey, look what I found under a bridge.
Yeah, and Fans versus Favorites, when Amanda found it under the flag, that was planted later, you know?
Yeah.
Wasn't it in China where they hid them in the immunity boxes?
They hid it in the, not gazebo, but, you know.
The archway thing.
Yeah, those things.
Yeah.
And in China, it was like I feel like the idols in this season are most comparable to China.
Yeah, definitely.
Because they're like out in the open, and when they disappear, people are like, "Hey, wasn't there something there?"
Yeah,
and it sucks because like before, like in other seasons, when you find an idol, you can kind of keep it secret from everybody else. But in this season, it's like nowhere to hide because they're like, guys, "Hey, where did they go? Oh, it's an idol. Fuck."
Do you guys like having the idol in plain sight? Do you think it makes it better, Patrick?
It's interesting.
I like it because when people finally find it, they realize I'm a fucking dumbass for not seeing that earlier. And it's
not only that, but also people can notice when something like that is gone, like in tonight's episode. That's what I think is interesting about
creates
it.
Tension.
Yeah, and people.
What I don't get though,
hey, something's wrong here. Like, you know,
what I don't get is how it took them to this episode to realize Penner had it last episode.
Well, I mean, it's only, I think it was 2 days, 2 or 3 days.
Still 2 days, that's a lot.
And it might have been that happened the day afterwards where they edited it and they moved that scene to this episode.
It was probably the same day because if every time you remove that top of the rice, like if you're using some kind of handle and then the next time you do it, the handle's not there, that's not right.
Yeah, it's like, hey, wasn't there like a thing here, guys?
Yeah.
I'm confused. All right.
Someone stole the handle from the rice.
Just make a guess, kind of, or what you feel intuitionally Just whatever. Who do you think's going next, Patrick?
Lisa. I made my mind. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Dennis, who do you think's going next?
I think Abby Maria.
Matt?
Jeff Kim.
What?
I think he is.
Okay, what about you,
they're going to realize he fucked up his leg, and they're going to be like, no. You're a liability.
Dylan?
RC.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Abby Maria also. I think Mike Scoopin's tribe is finally going to lose, and they're going to kick her out for the week.
I think Penner's tribe is going to lose before Scoopin's tribe does.
And you think they're going to get Jeff Kinn out?
Yep.
Cool, cool. Okay, has anybody changed their prediction on who they think will win?
Scoopin.
What was my prediction?
Scoopin 2012.
Yours was Denise, Patrick, I believe.
Oh, I'm going to either stick with that, Denise or Malcolm. It's going to be one of them.
Dylan, who do you think is going to win?
Who do you think is going to win? I don't know. It's tough right now. At this point, I'm calling Penner. In my opinion, one of those three is going to be at the final tribal, and I think Penner has the best shot at the moment.
Malcolm was my prediction to win.
Malcolm?
So maybe if Malcolm and Denise get to the final two, maybe Malcolm will propose to Denise, and it'll be just like All-Stars.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, Denise won't be married then or something.
I mean, she's a sex therapist. I mean,
she is a sex therapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not about good that. Plus.
We got Barry White playing at the finale. Even though he's dead. He's rolling in his grave right now.
Good job, Matt.
It's like that Matt has all the answers.
You know he's just dying to play at the finale, right?
Well, he already did that.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Do you guys think Malcolm's gonna find the hidden immunity idol for the blue tribe?
No.
Probably.
I mean,
it's only him, Denise, or Russell. And
I think Russell's gonna find it.
Denise is probably not gonna care enough because she's in a pretty good position.
And, she's in a good position to try.
Can you not just like go in someone else's bag and steal their friggin' idol?
No, you can't.
You can't?
No.
Yeah, not anymore, I don't think.
You can't do that.
Like, if you do that, do you get, like, taken out of the show?
No, the producers just tell you to put it back. Patrick, do you have any final thoughts about this episode?
Yeah, I do. Go Denise and go Malcolm. I'm a little bit worried about them going into a situation, but I think when they get down like to those low numbers and they have some kind of tribal switch, that they'll be huge swing votes.
Yep.
And so it'll work in their favor.
What about you, Stacey?
I agree with Patrick, but yeah. The only other thing I have to say is that I don't like the editing. I still don't like it.
Dennis, what about you?
Nothing really for this episode. Looking forward to next.
Oh, yeah. What about you, Matt?
Okay, well, first of all, why does it say every time that they go to, like, the campsites, it says Tribe 1 or Tribe 2 or Tribe 3? I don't get that.
I do have a bone to pick with that also, and I think it's because they think people are so stupid they'll forget those three tribes.
They're color-coded!
They have animal
colors.
They're animal coded.
And there's different people on each one. The names are not important.
Two of the tribes have black people.
That's true.
That wasn't racist. Okay.
Yes, Stacey. Yes.
Well, you know, if you think about it, it's funny, like, well, you were talking about Malcolm and Denise. I figured it out. Malkeese.
I love it. I liked when Denise and Malcolm in the middle. I was like,
Oh, that was great. I love
you. You knew that joke was coming soon enough.
I know.
Like that was that. Yeah. What is that? It sounds like a gunshot.
Dylan, do you have any final thoughts?
Not really. I think Penner is going to be really strong in this game. It's cool to see that, like, people are, like, Jeff are seeing that he's going to be a power player in the game. I think he is. Once, you know, because I think there's going to be an inevitable tribe, like, mingle at some point, especially if the blue tribe it gets, like, seriously down numbers. If they get cut down to two, it's going to go down to two tribes.
No, they're just going to put one of them on one tribe, one of them on the other.
Exactly.
It'd be
like Palau. Like, what they did in All-Stars. After all right, well, the second.
I would like to thank all of you guys for joining me. And for all you listeners out there, guess what? We have an interview with James Miller from Survivor Palau coming out on Monday. It is amazing. James Miller does celebrity impressions. He talks about taking a poop on the camera trail and a cameraman stepping on it. He talks about the time he and Bobby John went missing. It's an amazing interview, and you should all listen to it. Also, be sure to like Survivor Org on Facebook and look us up on iTunes and subscribe. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.